Reed Murley has been playing the oboe since he was 11 years old.
Except for 2 years when I didn't play, I've been playing 46 years.
To save you the math, that makes him 57 years old. The 2 years he didn't play was 2007 through 2009. Murley first noticed a tremor in 2005. His arms would just shake, but only when he picked up his instrument to play. He was able to hide it for a while.
I had to change my reed style so that the reeds were really easy to blow, because using my vibrato would sometimes set it off even more. So I had to rethink doing everything, and so I did.
Murley's partner, Sherry Parmeter, is also a musician, playing the oboe and the English horn.
We were practicing with an accompanist, and he was playing the English horn, and I looked over, and his hand was shaking dramatically, and I had never seen that, and I was really surprised, shocked, and didn't know what it was. And then the next day when we were performing, he was playing on the flute, and he couldn't control the flute. He couldn't even keep it at his mouth. His arms were going up and down.
Murley says he hit the point where he couldn't play anymore in August of 2010 for a Mozart oboe quartet.
But then the day of the concert, we were rehearsing it, and I couldn't control anything. So it was the first time I had to actually just cancel out. And that was bad.
Parmeter says the doctors thought it was an essential tremor. She thought differently. Parmeter had read a book by Oliver Sacks called Musicophilia, which talked about musicians' dystonia. Murley says the difference is that an essential tremor is a more general diagnosis, while dystonia happens in specific parts of the brain. Parmeter says they tried different anti-tremor medications and Botox injections in his arms.
Reed went to extreme lengths to try to play. He put on the wrist things that people have if they have carpal tunnel, and he would strap himself down to a music stand, and he wore straps to try and hold his arms still. He tried everything he could.
Murley had played in the 6th Army Band, and his medical is taken care of through the Veterans Administration. A neurologist at the Helena VA believed the tremor was related to neck issues and nerve damage, and he was referred to a Kalispell neurosurgeon in late 2010.
But once we got to see the neurosurgeon here in Kalispell, he said, that problem's in his brain. And I said, yes, that's right. It's in his brain.
Murley was sent to the VA in Portland, Oregon.
They finally decided that deep brain stimulation was probably the way to go. And they had never done that before for my condition. So I was sort of a guinea pig.
Basically, the surgeons look at Murley's brain, pinpoint where the trouble is, and insert an electrical charge into the spot. It's a treatment that's used for the tremor that Parkinson's patients have. How did they pinpoint the location? They had a grid-like metal helmet put on Murley's head, his brain was exposed, and he played scales on the oboe.
While they're cutting into your head, you're awake. And then I think that they place some of the little probes or something and figure out if it's in the right place, and then you have to try to play. And then when they hit the right area, then the tremor stopped.
Now, Murley has a little remote that turns the electrodes on and off in his brain. For Parkinson's patients, the charge is on all the time. Murley only switches his on when it's time to play. That's the only time he has the tremor, and the only time he needs it. Murley still shakes a bit while playing. He says it's a bit of a trade-off. The charge needed to completely eradicate the tremor dulls his dexterity. The surgery took place in March of 2012. He was playing again by that summer.
When you see someone who is as wonderful playing an instrument with the kind of musicality and feeling that Reed has, and you play the same instrument, and you see them falling apart, it's really difficult to watch. And it was very difficult for me sitting next to him wondering if he was going to make it through the concert as he was having more and more tremors. And now seeing him get stronger and stronger and stronger every month is just amazing. So I was crying at a lot of concerts as he was falling apart, and now I cry at the concerts because he's getting so good.
He, Parmeter, and the entire Glacier Symphony and Chorale will be performing The Carnival of the Animals on January 18th and 19th in Whitefish and Kalispell. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.